And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am joined in the studio by Christine Seitz, professor of voice here at the University of Missouri.
Hi, Aaron.
Thanks so much for stopping by. It's finally here.
Right? Opera time.
We've been talking about it the whole year. It's time for the Magic Flute. It's coming up this Friday and Saturday, March 15th and 16th at 7 o'clock at the Missouri Theater. How are we doing?
We're doing great.
Oh, good.
It's such an exciting show. The story is, of course, wonderful. A fantasy tale taking place in a strange and foreign land that involves the quest of a young man to try to free a young woman from being kidnapped and then finding out along the way that she wasn't really kidnapped. It was all for her own good. And he's going to join in a priestly brotherhood and take on their precepts of wisdom and steadfastness and be accepted into that brotherhood and then marry this young woman. And in the telling of all of that tale, the extraneous characters that come in and out of the opera and the beautiful music, it's just a wonderful concoction.
It's Mozart's greatest opera. I mean, it's
his final show, and it's his most, definitely his most powerful and most popular and long-lasting. And audiences know about the Magic Flute all over the world.
Yeah, you were, I spoke to you earlier in the week, and you had mentioned at one point that there's a performance, or you had thought that there was a performance of the Magic Flute going on somewhere almost always.
Yeah, almost every week all around the globe.
Right.
Yeah. And I know in my own Facebook friends of three performances that are going on in the next couple weeks in various other places in the United States. So, you know, it's kind of universal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a all-student cast.
Correct.
And you just told me earlier that it is not only an all-student cast, it's two all-student casts.
That's correct. Yeah. It's one of the reasons I love to do Magic Flute. I produced it here 10 years ago, and this is the second opportunity I've had to do it here. I've produced it two other times in other universities. But it uses a large cast of characters, and I had the population this year in the opera area that I could double cast all of the leading roles.
Wow.
Between both nights, so.
That's fun.
It's really exciting.
So the opera, of course, is originally in German.
Correct.
But you're doing this performance in English, correct?
Yes.
So that's fun.
Right.
And also, are you still going to project a liner notes of sorts?
Yeah, the titles. Yes. What I'll do is, this is unusual for an opera in that it has dialogues in between the musical numbers.
Yes.
So it's kind of like a precursor of modern musical theater. So when the characters are singing, we will project the titles of what their text is. And when they're doing the dialogues, we won't project that. But so that the audience will always be able to follow what's going on, you know, verbally as we go through the piece. Yeah.
Right. And so there's a lot going on even in the first few moments of this opera with,
yeah,
Tamino running from some unknown horror and then...
Right, a monster, yes.
A monster of unknown origin.
Right, exactly.
But no, this is a fun production, and I'm excited to see it, and I'm excited to see what you guys do with it. So is it the University Philharmonic that is your...
Yes, the University Philharmonic will be accompanying, and Maestro Barry Ford will be conducting.
Oof.
Yeah. And we'll be on the stage at the Missouri Theater with full sets, costume, lighting. And I'm having fun with the production concept. I've done a lot of productions with my set designer, Tom Bumblauskas, who lives in Las Vegas. But he and I have collaborated on 13 productions, I think, to this point.
Cool.
And this time around, I said, Tom, it seems to me so much like the story of the Magic Flute with this fantasy quest that's going on has so many parallels to modern video games that could we look at that as a production concept? And he ran with that, and he looked at a lot of different visual settings for video games, and he sent me some images from Zelda. And it's a video game that's been out for over 20 years, more like 30, I think.
Probably, I think, well, without dating myself. No, just kidding. I'll do it. I think I had the original one when I was 8, so that's about 30 to 33 years ago.
Yeah. So it's been out in the culture for a long time, but it's that kind of, the same kind of story. There's fantasy characters coming in, and there's a quest, and you know, and so our set design reflects that kind of look. And I think we're in the stages this week right now of doing the final painting and getting things put together so we can take it to the theater next week. I think it's just looking very exciting. It's really fun.
How fun. And yeah. Did they come up from Las Vegas to help with the set then?
Yeah, he flew in to be here for 2 weeks.
Wow.
To finish the construction and to put it in the theater. Yeah.
Man, that's fun.
Yeah.
For people who are going to come to the show, is there anything they should know? Is there an intermission? And how long is the performance?
Yeah, the show itself will start at 7 o'clock each night. The first act is about an hour long. There will be one intermission. And the second act is a little closer to an hour and a half. The whole story wraps together in that second act finale, much like the finale of the movie Prisoner of Azkaban in the Harry Potter series, where there's a whole lot of circumstances that happen one right after the next to wrap up all of the plot devices. So, but the show should be finished between 9:30 and 9:45.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So everybody come out, see this performance of Mozart's The Magic Flute. And again, in English, so
yes,
it'll be super easy to follow along with all the spoken words, and you'll get to hear three sisters of night fight over a prince, and then
right, and then there's always the character of Papageno, who's the bird catcher. He catches birds for the queen and her ladies, and he meets up with the young man Tamino in the very first scene, and they go together through this whole quest. But he is a popular character on stage, has been a folk hero since Mozart's opera opened up in 1791, and his music is so delightful, and it's just such an audience pleaser, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's just wonderful to even just track him through the opera.
No, it's a character who has a wonderful aria that is done humming through a magic lock on his mouth.
That is correct.
It's delightful. And also, every time I have seen images of the character, it always seems like the costume designer gets a palette of color to work with and just can throw everything possible at it.
That is true. Yes. It's always fun. Yeah.
So come out, see The Magic Flute Friday and Saturday, March 15th and 16th. That's this Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock at the Missouri Theater with the students of the MU School of Music Voice Department and Christine Seitz and the MU Philharmonic Orchestra with Maestro Barry Ford. This is going to be a great program.
Thanks, Aaron.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for taking some time out and stopping by.
Sure.